Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily for January 10th, 2020. Our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So, seeing as though it's CES week, we have some more details with Google going into details about future plans for the Pixel line, inclusion within their new product lines and existing product lines, and how they plan on doing so. Google's Annie Jean-Baptiste went into detail on how the firm is creating products that reflect all users, with special attention being paid to underrepresented demographics. That means better testing of Google hardware and software for people with accents, for instance, or working harder to ensure that things like the Pixel 4 face unlock works with everyone, no matter their skin tone or facial features. If you're an avid traveller or not, Google is now sending out 2019 Maps timeline recaps that are being automatically generated, of course, based upon your location history. The neat little rundown highlights things like the number of countries you've visited over the previous 12 months, and includes things like common places, activity data, so things like how far you've walked or travelled by car or public transport. Of course, these personalised timeline emails are heading out now, so now might be the time to head to your inbox. For select university students listening, you might be pleased to hear that Google Pay support is now rolling out for campus IDs. However, only 15 colleges are adding support for the NFC-powered scanning. So if you're at Arkansas State University, Chowan University, College of Coastal Georgia, Duke University, Georgetown University, Hamilton College, Johns Hopkins University, Marshall University, Mercer University, Roanoke University, I think I've got that one right, St. Edward's University, South Dakota State University, Temple University, the University of Alabama, and the University of New Brunswick, you should get the ability to scan your phone rather than your ID card over the coming weeks. We are actually expecting a wider rollout over 2022 to more college campuses. Google is now sending out January Stadia update newsletters, which gives an overview of January in Stadia, from the games released, upcoming titles, and the Stadia Pro titles that you can claim right now. For founders, there's also a neat little inclusion. There is a free Stadia Cheer ringtone, which you might recognise as closing out all of the game trailers and advertising for the game streaming platform. If you're wondering what that is, here's exactly what it sounds like. If you do want to check out for yourself, we'll leave a download link to that little ringtone in the show notes below. And finally, if you're still persisting with Windows 7, Google is set to continue fully supporting the Chrome browser on the platform for at least 18 more months before eventually winding down support. With that in mind, it might be time to update to Windows 10, even just for security purposes. Of course, that was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories over the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.